Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, December 2nd, 2015. I need about two pots of coffee in me, and I don't drink coffee, to try to recap and fit into the next 23 minutes an overview summary of our three-hour fantastic board meeting yesterday. In fact, I'm reminded of that biblical account. I don't know if it was King David or Samuel, where they literally had to tell the people to stop bringing in the offering because they had collected enough, or at that point it had become excessive. Well, yesterday I had a little two-minute spot that aired throughout the day mentioning that we were going to have a board meeting and that we'd appreciate your prayers. Well, I almost feel like stop praying. So many blessings came through that meeting and were discussed and shared and talked about. Certainly we'll always appreciate and desire and really need your prayer, and we do cherish that. But the board meeting was spectacular, and so I'm going to kind of try to take you through it so you can rejoice with me in the different ways that God is leading us. We all felt like we were singing out of the same hymn book, as they say. There was total unity and agreement on all of our decisions and the directions we're taking. And so let me see if I can fit in what we experienced over about 3 hours yesterday into the next 20 or so minutes. Our board is comprised of 7 members, 1 out of state and 1 out of the area. Dr. Dave Dunn has been a board member since the very beginning when we started in 1995, so he was not in attendance. And Phil Shepherd with the Moody Broadcasting Network out of Chicago, he also was not able to attend. But our board chair, Dave Harriet, Harriet's Party Rentals owner, and he's been with me and on the board since day one back in 1995. Pastor Ken Crawford, who serves as the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Rantoul, was in attendance. John Jennings, a recently retired, seed corn specialist, chemical kind of farm advisor, a dear friend. I've known him for many years. He was there. And I should mention, Ken is a wonderful guy, too. Appreciate him. And he allowed me to fill the pulpit last year while he was attending, I think, a wedding of his nephew or something. And then Dr. Paul Steins, maybe he's looked at many of your teeth over the years. He's been retired for some time. He also was in attendance. So with the 5 of us seated and our Jimmy John's lunch order in, Dave Harriet opened our time in prayer. And Paul Steins read the old minutes from our last 2 meetings just to update us and give us the flow of what we've been praying over, seeking God's leading on, and getting closure on some of those things. And then, like any board meeting, you approved the old business and the past minutes, and that included the secretary's report. And then we covered the treasurer's report. Thank you, God, again, for all of your generous support. We had positive balances in our accounts. Stocks that have been donated to us over the years have remained in a fund and have grown, and we converted some money market funds earlier this year into a mutual fund account. But all of our bills were paid on time and are current, and we count it a true blessing that God funds this radio ministry, this 100% listener-supported ministry, through your ongoing gifts and special year-end gifts and holiday gifts, and the many great friends that are monthly donors or have taken the 2020 challenge recently and are funding us into the future. So we approve the treasurer's report, giving thanks to God that the ministry is solvent, as they say. In fact, that was printed out on a green piece of paper. I had color-coded papers. We had blue, we had peach, we had white. Try to sort through all the different things that we covered. And then we moved on to some of the new business, which included reaffirming and looking back at the original doctrinal station of the radio ministry, and it was adopted in October of 1995. And these are kind of the guiding principles, if you will, of our threefold goals: to educate, edify, and evangelize all who tune in or attend our radio events. And this is very similar to many churches. You know, we have Article 1 through 5, God is a person who has revealed himself in unity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons, and yet but one God. And then we cited some scriptural references in Article 2, 3, 4, and 5, like the inerrancy of Scripture, that Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. You know, man was created in God's image. And just to reaffirm that this is what we hold is true and is viable and is foundational to all the decisions we make. And we just talked about, we just wanted to reaffirm that. And as maybe new board members come on, that they also need to hold to these doctrinal statements and the biblical values that we always want to keep front and center. And that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And all of our decisions are being made to His and the Father's and the Holy Spirit's glory. And then we transitioned to talking about policies and procedures and just the very core values of this radio ministry. As mentioned, the educate, edify, and evangelize, and how we can most effectively do that. And even talking with some other radio stations, what they have on their books and how they deal with some of the complexities and various competing interests or things that are being raised that maybe never had been raised before. So we got some good direction on how we can move forward and best honor God and remain faithful to our calling. I then gave an update about our Great News Radio Theater troupe and the great work Kate Freeman is doing, as on Monday we had our second rehearsal. In fact, later that evening, Holly was a part of things. She said, "Mark, it literally brought tears to my eyes as I saw them acting out some of the parts with the passion and the enthusiasm. And even though they were holding scripts, they haven't memorized the lines all yet," she said, "I just can't wait to see them in costume reciting this story." And she just said it was overwhelming, and she's so glad she's a part in volunteering. Which, by the way, we're still looking for one or two men to play some unique roles and a few children to be little dancing angels. So you can just call the station if you need more information, 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Or you can stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the Theater Troupe link. I then gave an update about our 20th birthday celebration. Wow, thank you, God, how all the facets are coming together. In fact, after our board meeting yesterday, we picked up another sponsor. Bill Cook of Cook Collision out of Mahomet is going to be a major sponsor, and so we appreciate his involvement in catching the vision. And I think he's going to provide a coupon that we'll be including in this special gift box that the first 500 families will receive. And it's going to be loaded with coupons from various businesses. Some might be discounts, or like a free appetizer in a restaurant. And I'm trying to get most of the businesses to do like 20% off in honor of our 20th year and our 20th birthday. And if you haven't heard about the 20th birthday celebration, I'm calling it Extravaganza. It's going to be held at Lincoln Square Mall exactly on the 20th birth date, which is April 7th of 2016. And we'll be setting up chairs for 1,000 people. We'll have ice cream and cake, and it's just going to be a festive event. Dr. Erwin Lutzer will be down from the Moody Memorial Church, and he's a part of Running to Win. And I'm sure many of you are familiar with his preaching and teaching and many of the books. And we're going to see through some of the sponsorships if we can even have a book to give away, one per family, along with some other great gifts. So that's all coming together, and we'll have more to say about how to register and be a part of the event. In fact, we might even have a pre-event event so that families with young children can come a little earlier, play some games, there'll be some live music, have the cake and ice cream, and maybe if they can't stay for the formal program that begins at 7 p.m., they can leave early and get those little ones back into bed. But it'll be a great event on Thursday, April 7th of 2016. I also kind of, during my president's report, covered some information that I received from Dean Hull. He works with Thrivent Financial, and he talked about legacy planning and long-term financing of this radio ministry and unique ways to fund it through people's estate planning and such, and maybe a workshop or two that he can put on to better educate us all in stewarding God's resources that he's entrusted to us, and yet fund our churches and the various ministries where he's at work. And so I hope to have Dean come to one of our future board meetings, and Help us all understand the principles of great stewardship. I gave the board an update about the Jeep that I've been driving for about 10-plus years. Really, for about the last 4 years, I'm surprised it's even made it. It sounds like a motorboat if you see me drive by. But we saw a really, really, really good deal on a Dodge truck. And so you may, in fact, in the coming days, see me in a black Dodge pickup. And we'll see. Maybe we'll get some Great News Radio logos and decals on that, so it'll be a really fun and festive traveling billboard for the ministry. I gave the board a quick update on Marianne Offenstein, our project manager and listener relations expert. She's just a wonderful, godly woman that is assisting in so many ways. And in fact, if you get this month's Prime Life Times, it's a newspaper targeting those 50 and older, but with information for all ages, and can be picked up at Lincoln Square Mall and many area businesses. Well, she wrote a special article, and for the next 6 months, we'll be submitting different personal interest stories and highlighting things about the radio ministry. So God's unleashed her to do a number of behind-the-scenes things for this radio ministry and work to recruit other business sponsors for our birthday celebration, along with scripting out and writing and recording some radio spots, helping with website updates, calling references for the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, and a lot of other little tasks. So I told the board we're very fortunate with the great team that we have. Karen Harrison, you always hear me say what an extraordinary office manager she is, doing so many things. With that faithful assistant, Bethany, I did shout-outs for Jason Schiffel, my Wednesday and Friday co-host, the great job that he's doing and how God has raised him up for such a time as this for the radio ministry. Mentioned some of the key volunteers like Dwayne Berkey, who's out at the radio tower about five nights a week helping with various programming. And then, I don't know if I would say I saved the best for the last, but before yesterday's board meeting in the morning, I wrote out a number of things that came to mind in answering why a Great News Radio community or event center and what God may do through it. As some of you may know that have received our 2020 flyer, the challenge of why we were raising funds and asking people to commit to this radio ministry over the next 20 months with $20 a month. Aside from just some of the ongoing costs and equipment updates and the other various needs we had, we felt after 20 years having the studio here in my home that it was time to have a more accessible rallying place. And so as the board has prayed and talked about it, and we've shared this a little as we're just trying to discern how God would lead, these are some of the things I came up with. And I would ask that you would think about these and pray about them and see if any of them resonate strongly with you. And maybe you'll have some additional ideas. But these were about, I don't know, 10, maybe 20 different things that came to mind that I think will answer maybe for you. And certainly it helped me to see them all on paper as to why a Great News Radio community or event center, so that would be a new location, and what God may do through it. So I wrote, it creates a rallying place for listeners and the public to come to, and I'm very excited just about that aspect. It provides a secondary studio location for interviews, recordings, and easy access for guests. Now, I love having people out here at the home studio, and most everyone really enjoys the drive into the country and the beautiful woods and scenery and kind of the homey feel because it is in the home. But during the winter time, and sometimes it is inconvenient, and the various guests have to maybe deal with my golden retriever or cats running around, and so if they have allergies or, you know, there's some awkwardness if Esther's running around the house, and it's a little different, and yet it's been a great studio and served the purposes well for this radio ministry and very convenient for me. I can work kind of night and day. We felt the secondary location would be important. So that's another reason why we feel someday God may locate us in a new environment, a situation where it can be the Great News Radio community or event center. So that secondary studio, the professionalism and a place for people to say, that's my radio station. So being in a location as you drive by or point it out to a friend, having a place that can be called the Great News Radio station, we feel will be important for the future. It gives radio staff a place to go, meet, work, and congregate. It'll enhance the singing men's rehearsals and allow for greater flexibility. Now, I will say the First Baptist Church of Champaign and Savoy has been phenomenal in how they've served the Singing Men of GNN and allowed their facilities to be utilized. But there are some limitations, and having our own location could foster much more flexibility and other things that we could do. It also would allow the Great News Radio Theater Troupe a place to practice and maybe even perform. So again, another reason why a Great News Radio community or event center and how we would see God using it. It provides the ability to host board and private meetings in times of prayer. Right now, our board meetings are held either at Harriet's Party Goods or in a local church and a few times in restaurants, but it would be nice to have a permanent location where we could have an office and hold such a meeting or gathering. It would enable us to host interdenominational classes or activities, gatherings, and workshops. And so I'm just excited about how God could use a Great News Radio community center or event center to provide those type of gatherings. And the fact that it's not a church, as much as we love the church, we want to support this church, and it's biblical, the church is God's bride, first and foremost. Sometimes there are barriers created to the non-Christians or the Jewish community or to others where they just wouldn't maybe attend a function in a church. And so we would hope that our Great News Radio Event Center could be something where you could almost say would help them to make baby steps towards the church. And that would always be our goal, that they'd be plugged into a good church. But our community or event center could be maybe a start or a first step. It grants us the ability to train students in broadcasting or radio marketing. A personal outreach that I would love to see happen is us providing daily conversational English classes for internationals. I'd currently do that on Saturday, but there are so many internationals that are hungry to understand the English language, the American culture, and if Christians are involved in this, we could just use the holidays. Hey, let me tell you about Easter. Let me tell you about Christmas. And I think these internationals are so hungry for American friendships and learning how to converse that there would be a lot of topics that could be covered. And so I'd love to recruit a lot of you to be a part of that. And that would allow us to empower a bunch of new volunteers to get involved in the radio ministry and help with various activities and some of the events we would hold in this community center or event center. I believe by having a location, we could birth many new ministries or even have maybe a monthly dinner where we could get a restaurant to get it like a $3 dinner meal, and then a special speaker could come in and address various topics. I think it would be kind of a fun gathering, or other things that we could do as outreach. It'd be very accessible to the public. It would allow for storage space we desperately need. We have kind of radio materials in every nook and cranny here at home at different radio tower locations. And so we could use one place to store things. It creates for you an exciting time to get involved and feel a part of us launching in our 20th year this new event center. I think having a sign visible for the general public as they would drive by, what is that Great News Radio community center or event center, and whether we'd have God Listens, You Can Too in our frequencies or some unique sign, I think that would attract attention. And then my final point for the board was, after 20 years of recording at home, Mark's ready to embrace change. Of course, I love change. I love variety. I love kind of being on the cutting edge of something new that God is doing, feeling stretched. And this is one of these times where I believe I know it's God, because there's that proper tension where it's like, oh, Lord, how will the funds come in? How will it work? I'll need to trust more in You. And yet, I'm feeling like it's the thing to do. It's how You're leading. It could be easy to be complacent and comfortable and just play it safe. And our expenses are all being paid. And yet, I think He's saying, I want to stretch you some more, Mark, and use this community center or this event center to do more ministry than you've ever dreamed of. So that was our board meeting yesterday. We closed in prayer. We just felt like God was moving things forward. And so I guess I covered all of it. Hey, gotta go, but thanks for listening. Thanks for praying us up. And keep praying up this radio ministry. And maybe something that I said or shared struck a chord. Or maybe I'm scratching where you're itching and you want to be more involved. Or you could catch a vision for this. Or maybe you'll be one of those families or businesses or individuals that say, count on me if you get a lease agreement. I would like to support X amount monthly to enable this Great News Radio Community Center or Event Center to move forward and do ministry for God's glory. I'd love to talk with you or love to share a unique role that your funds could play in furthering kingdom purposes through this radio ministry. So please don't ever hesitate to call. Our phone number is 217-367-7777. Or hey, email me directly, mark@greatnewsradio.org. And usually within the day, I'll get back to you. So there you have it. Many ways to pray up this radio ministry and get involved. And to God be the glory. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.